Hello everyone and welcome back to Fitcast. I am your host, Molly Edwards, and today I've got the lovely Jen Hamilton on the podcast. Do you want to say hello? Introduce yourself.
Okay, hi, I'm Jenny. I have been competing for 6 years, and I've been kind of on coaching and PTing for 7 to 8 years. I've done a variety of federations, and yeah, I now just coach and posing coach full time.
Nice. What was your favourite federation you've done?
I don't know. I think they're all good for different reasons. So my first show was like an IBFA show, and it was back in 2019 when bodybuilding was not what it is today.
Yeah.
And it was just so different to anything I've experienced since then. Like it was like mixed backstage. Like Nikki was like tanning me while like chatting to other guys, and it was such a like almost wholesome experience that I had no idea what was going on. And I really like cherish that memory. And then I don't know. I enjoy PCA for you kind of get quite hyped up, like
Yeah.
for, but I do sometimes find it maybe a bit more rushed because you're not like on and off stage. And for that reason, I quite enjoy two rows. Honestly, like I can probably tell you shows I've enjoyed rather than federation.
What's your favorite ever show you've done then?
I think my favorite ever show was my second show, which was the Two Bros British Finals. At the lockdown year, and I think that was because I literally had zero expectations. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just so happy to actually have a show to attend. I was just like, I'm just so happy to be here. And I was just again like, because I'd only ever experienced IBFA before that, I was like, this is just so new. I felt so like innocent, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't going in like I'm gonna turn pro and like I was just happy to be there, and I enjoyed that experience. And also because it was like small audience and stuff, it wasn't quite as daunting.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
Was
so I
that
really yeah.
in the tent or was that an actual?
No, it was in the pump house at Watford, so it was just in a teeny
Oh,
tiny
no.
venue, so it wasn't in a tent. I will also say as well, probably my second favorite was PCA Northeast 2023. It was like the first show I did after my secret prep, so I went into that again like I literally chilling backstage. People were like, what are you doing here? I was like, oh hi, yeah, I'm prepping. And that was again just so chilled, like just good vibes. I'm a vibes person, so all the shows I've gone into chilled have always been my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, I've
Like,
definitely learned from in 2021. I just stress about everything, and I didn't do badly at all, but I don't remember that season fondly because I was just such a stress head. So yeah, now I'm just probably the opposite of like, eh, what
I think
happens on show day?
sometimes, yeah, I think sometimes it's when you put the pressure on yourself as well, isn't it?
I think you feel like everyone else is pressuring you, but it's not. It's all on here. Like nobody really cares that much about you in the nicest way possible, but you feel like they do, and it can be so stressful.
Yeah, I think especially, do you find it now more so when you're coaching and you're coaching competitors that you put the pressure on yourself to do well?
Yeah, definitely that like lead by example kind of thing. And also just as well, like when, so this is my fifth season that I'm in just now. And it's like at this point, you can't just say that you're turning up for the crack. Like you're obviously turning up to
Dance. Yeah.
just for the fun, you know. Like, of course I want to have fun, and I'm not saying that like it's first place or nothing and it's all the rest of it, but I've always done fairly well in the shows that I've done, and so there is like that kind of pressure, and so I definitely do find it's harder for that like benchmark because people just expect you to then continue what you've always done. So like, and it gets harder every year, like the standard gets harder, everything gets,
Right.
you know, like I started in 2019, the bikini standard then was so different from what it is now, so different.
Do you ever look back at your 2019 photos that I have? And I was like, oh God, I looked awful. And like, it definitely wasn't great. But also, when I then look at me and everyone else, I'm like, actually like, it wasn't that far off.
Yeah, 100%. Like my 2019 and then 2020, so that show that I was talking about, the British finals, like I got into the overall of that, it was like a pro qualifier, and I was like, oh my God, like what the actual, like, and I wasn't that far off, and I'm like, but that physique even picked up and put in an overall today,
Yeah.
Unless again, it's not that standard. But it's just so hard, and it just depends who you stood next to. But yeah, it has just changed so much, like the muscularity and everything since I started. And just keeping up with the times can be hard, can't it?
I definitely think like the girls are much bigger.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, definitely people are coming in with that. And I mean, it's because how it's judged, isn't it? Like, when you give it to the bigger, leaner girls, and then girls turn up bigger and leaner like every single year. And I've turned up bigger and leaner pretty much most years. And yeah, still like just not quite getting that mark. Like, I've never won an overall. I've been in five. I've never won one. Yeah, that's my goal.
This year's the one that you change it.
I just want to like retire a happy gal of like, I did that thing.
Got my sword. Is
Got my sword, happy, tapping out now.
this your last year then, or no?
Like, maybe not forever, but basically, I want family and kids and stuff. And I also want to have, so Nikki and I get married later this year, and I want to have a couple of years of us having a life together where it's not always revolving around prep. Like, he had a few years where he didn't compete and I always did. And although he still wants to compete, it will be a bit more spread out. And there's just other stuff. And like, health wise, I just always wonder how many preps I've got in me before I do some kind of damage. Because it's been, like I say, I think this is 2019, 20, 21, 23. Yeah, so this is my fifth prep. Every single time my hormones have recovered, I've kind of got back to full health. And I just know that it takes one time, you know, and I feel like I'm playing with fire now that we're coming into I've spent nearly my whole 20s doing it. So yeah.
I think as well, I think that shows that you're doing it the right way, that your hormones are recovering fairly quickly after a prep and things like that, because there's so many people, and this is what worries me, and I think we spoke about this the other day, that are coming into bodybuilding that they're not doing a healthy way, because there's so many coaches out there now, and like it doesn't just because you write coach on your Instagram bio doesn't mean you actually know what the fuck you're talking about, and you've got all these women that are suffering from these health issues because their coach knows literally nothing about nutrition and nothing about drugs, but decides to fill them full of gear and feed them fuck all.
It's because of that standard changing, I feel like people do like push that more. Like, when I first started, I was just like, I remember Nikki telling me that, like, he was like, oh, when you go to like this like Tubro show, there will be people listening. And I'm like, bikini girls don't do that. Like, I was literally like, don't be silly. Like, I was so naive. So naive. I thought he was just trying to scare me. I was like, no. But yeah, like, I think that there's definitely a lot of glorifying maybe like the wrong side of things. And I always do try, like, with my own social media and with my own client stuff, and just really reinforce that, like, for most people, you can't sit like super lean year round, and that coming out of post show, like, it's about health. It's not necessarily about body weight or just like staying lean. It's about everything. And I've tried, like, it took me four preps to really get post show to a point where I was super happy with it. And my last post show, I actually got my cycle back 3 weeks post show, which is
Really
really
good.
quick, and I was only a few kilos up. And like, that's taught me, I basically just only ate whole foods. And because Nikki was dieting when I came out post show, we didn't really have lots of off plan meals and stuff. And until like a delayed amount of time later, obviously I had like fun post show food, like, for that like 24 hours. But then, yeah, after that, I found that made a huge difference. So, like, but again, like, it's a learning curve. And yeah, I just think there is such a tendency these days to put results over health. And
Massive.
especially as a woman, like I say, like, I'm gonna press pause because I know that if I want kids, I can't keep doing this to my body and expecting it to then be like, yeah, we're all okay. So yeah, whereas I don't think necessarily everyone has those conversations with their clients about like, well, what do you really want long term? Because yeah,
I definitely don't think they do. I think as well as more people come into the sport very young, and that's being pushed on them very young, I think that's kind of some of the issue as well. Because if you look, how old are you now?
I'm 27 just now.
Okay, yeah. I'm like 29, so like, but if I think back to when I was like 21, 22, did I give a shit about my health then? Like, no, I
You
don't
told
know.
me at 21, this is what it takes to win, and I like, I lived my life at like 21, 22, 23, like I whatever, like I'm gonna be like be a pro, everything is bodybuilding. And then at some point in my mid-20s, I was like, shit, after my 20s comes my 30s and my 40s and my 50s and my 60s. And what if all these decisions I make in my 20s impact me forever?
Okay, so yeah, you would have been bodybuilding then. I wasn't bodybuilding then.
Yeah, so I was 21 when I did my first show in April 2019. And so yeah, like I'm a granny over here in terms of being in the sport for a while. Like I've seen it really evolve and really change, and I think that's been another reason for me to be like, actually, what was probably once possible for me to do without those health implications is probably not possible. And knowing my own limits and being like, actually, yeah, just like I just don't want to look back and be like, God, that decision I made at 25, 6, 7 means that my 30s and 40s I'm going through more. And I mean, obviously there's no guarantees with anything like that anyway, but yeah, I think that not many people have those conversations. And yeah, when you're 21, you just think, I want to win.
You literally don't care when you're 21. You don't care what you're taking. You don't care what you're doing. Like, you just want to win. The future is like whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. So I do. That's what worries me, is I think there's a lot of coaches out there that have these young girls on their team that are like, oh, like, she's got great shape, and like, whatever I ask her to do, like, she'll just do it 100%. Whether that's cardio and training, awesome. Whether that's whatever drugs I want to push into her, she'll just take them. You get great before and after pictures. Well done you. But you know what I've started looking at before and after pictures recently and picking up on, is when you see like before and after, this is like 6 months, and you're like, the physique is like insane. But then I look at their face and I'm like, oh,
And it's,
my
yeah,
face
again, like
changed that much.
your body's not gonna hide if it's stressed and if it's struggling. Like, it will show it in some way. And yeah, like I would rather have less impressive results and have my girls be able to say, like, she took care of my health, and like, that was the
Like the
most.
jawlines and stuff. You know, and you see that, and it's like, this is a 6 month transformation. I'm like, off her jawline? Like,
It's
okay.
hard to watch. I've had, and I'm sure, I don't think we've had this conversation before, but like I've had girls come to me and, they've been told to take X, Y, and Z, and I'm just having to say to them, like, do you know what this does? Like, please let me educate you. And like, we want to, and just sometimes things that don't even make sense. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense that
I've had
they.
that. I've had girls come to me, they've been with another coach, and they're like, yes, I'm taking this and this. And I'm like, why? So why are you taking that? And they're like, I don't know, I was told to take it. I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Like, why are you taking this? Are you having this issue, this issue? No.
No. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not gonna take that anymore.
It's just crazy. Like I say, like and I mean, people spoke about it less, but I think now that people speak about it more, yes, it's good from an educational standpoint, but it's also normalized it a lot. And like, so like I didn't take even like a fat burner until I'd done 3 seasons over 4 years. So I was in it for a long time before I even considered doing anything like that. And then yeah, I'm sometimes getting girls who like they've not even started their prep yet, and they're coming to me on things, and I'm just like, oh, unless you've had that real deep in-depth chat about what this can do, and also you don't even know if you like it. Like, what if you go through this prep and it's really hard and it's really stressful and it's maybe not what you expected, and you've got those health implications. So I kind of always, I try and advise everybody, like, do 1 season
That's
without
it.
anything, and then if you like it, then there's your time,
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that there is a lot more natural federations coming out now, which is good.
I always say, like, if the natural bodybuilding scene had been that way in 2021, I would still be like, totally, I wouldn't have taken the fat burners and stuff. I wouldn't have done it. But where there was only one natural pro qualifier a year for like NPC within like Europe, and it was just so hard. And now obviously like PCA have brought their naturals out, and like there's just so many opportunities to do it. Obviously, it's never healthy, right? Regardless, pushing your body fat to extremes is never healthy. And I argue that some cases, like for me, I struggle to drop body fat. So sometimes taking the extra fat burners, it allows me to do less cardio, so it puts less stress on my body overall, and so actually can be healthier. And I think that's a big accreditation to how I got my period back so fast last time. But at the same time, like, it's just there's so many more pathways to do it without those extremes now, which, and I mean, Nikki's the same. Nikki competed naturally all the way to 21 years old, and we both look at it and go, like, if in 2019 it had been how it is now, and I mean, obviously that's the nature of the world. Things progress, it's fine. If that progression had happened 5 years ago, that we would just be doing such different stuff and but
No,
it is.
Richard, he did his first show natural, but in an, like you said, an untested federation.
I mean, Nikki did 11 shows, I think. Or, yeah, I think it was 11 shows, totally natural, but never did a natural show. It was all like NABBA, IBFA, UKBFM, because he was doing it as a junior, like 16 to 21 years old, and all of those federations. So he did loads of shows, totally
He's
natural.
men's physique as well, isn't he?
Yeah, so he did like junior bodybuilding,
Okay.
all the way like through, and a couple of like men's physique stuff and things. But yeah, always totally natural. And we just both look back and like, yeah, like if it was us then plonked in today's world, it would just be different. But you learn a lot, and it's hindsight's great, isn't it?
That's the thing, and I think people don't realize like how lucky you are actually to have all these options, because like you said, there wasn't really natural shows, and the ones that there have been since the last year or so have been pretty dire, if I'm honest.
I
And
think
then
as well, like, so again, like what the natural federations, like people like WBFF and stuff, like what they, not WBFF, is
the
that right?
NBF.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Sorry.
WBFF's the
Official.
fancy one.
Yeah, like what they award for bikini has also changed because, again, they've progressed as well. So, like, I remember looking at my physique and what they were awarding and thinking, God, I can't do that because I'm not what they're after. So, and then I've done like two Bros Naturals back in 2021, and they're like, oh, you're too developed. Like, and then even in 2023, like I did a two Bros regional where it was very quiet. All the girls were a lot more petite, and they told me, no, you're wellness. And I'm like, I'm not fucking wellness.
Wellness.
So it was just like, I always say, everyone, like, it's so dependent on who you're stood next to, and the standard can vary so much that you just gotta do what shows are right for you. And if it's not your day, and if you look different to the lineup, sometimes that can go in your favor. Sometimes you can stick out like a sore thumb for the right reason, and sometimes it's the wrong reason.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
it just is what it is.
It's just one of them, isn't it? And I think, like you said, like you can stand on the stage and you know if you look different. It's sometimes before you walk on stage. Like when I done two bros this year, I knew before I walked on stage, I knew I looked different. I knew the girls that I was against were very petite, or you're the same height. Their frames were just really, really petite, and I was like, yeah,
Yeah, I'm so how tall are you?
five five.
Yeah, so I'm 5'2" and a half, 5'3", depending on what kind of day they measure me on. But I'm normally like class B or C with two bros, and because I am quite muscular, if I'm stood next to people who, even if they're like taller and around the same muscle, I just look quite dense. So like, and yeah, like last year it definitely happened. So like I didn't actually kind of fit in any specific category. So like I got moved to bikini trained at my PCA regional, which took me by surprise because I was like, huh? Like, okay, maybe I'm bigger than I thought. And then I won it. And I was like, and I wasn't the only one in it. So I was like, oh, right, okay, that was weird. And then I did the two bro show where they told me to go to wellness. And then the following day I did PCA Universe and they told me to go do trained at the universe. And I was like, no, I'll get eaten alive. Thank you very much. And I came second in like open bikini. So it's just, that just proved to me that like, okay, the same federation, 2 weeks later, I went from like bikini trained to bikini because the standard just different.
Yeah, and I do think, especially at PCA, like the when you've got like the universe and the British, the girls are so
It's
lean.
just, yeah.
They're so lean. So obviously muscle mass wise, yeah, they're bigger and trained to a point. But do you know what I want to say? When I went to the British, I didn't see much difference between the bikini trained and the bikini at the British,
Yeah.
if any.
I can imagine it's hard to judge. And again, it's like one of those double-edged things where it's like if all the girls turn up lean and hard, you've got no choice but to judge them that way. But then
Yeah.
you then if you're awarding the leanest, hardest person, people are going to turn up that way.
Yeah.
And this is where and like this is where I can see why they've brought in like Fit Model at
Yeah.
NPC, because it's not achievable for a lot of people to get to what NPC Bikini is now without that assistance. And it used to be, and like I said, when I first started, it used to be. And I wasn't that far off, I don't think. Like I was like, God, like this is achievable. And then
Yeah.
as the years have progressed, I'm like, actually, if it is achievable once I get there, I'm probably not gonna be able to or prepared to do the things that are gonna make me a good pro.
Yeah.
So it's just another level. And it's just and then even the differences between like the US and Europe, and it's such a minefield. And I think, especially if you're coming into it, people probably listen to this. If they're like, first time, I was like, oh my God, this is a lot. But you just gotta turn up and just be like, oh, I'm gonna turn up how I want to look. And if they like it, fair enough. If they don't,
Yeah.
oh well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. I need to get Jade on here actually, but she competed in Poland and I went out there and watched because I
Yeah.
didn't see the show. And she turned up and so she'd done France like a couple of weeks before and got told come in leaner.
Yeah.
She'd come in leaner to Poland, really, really fucking lean. And she was happy. She was like, this is like my favorite look. I'm really happy. And then they're like, no, too lean. They awarded. I don't want to use the word like softer physiques because they weren't soft. Do you know what I mean? But they
Yeah.
weren't hard.
Softer. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't as hard, and you could see that's the way they were going. And straight away, she was. They just moved her out of the center because she was too lean. And I spoke to her afterwards. She was like, "No, I'm really happy." She said, because that was my favorite look.
Yeah.
What they went for was just something completely different to what they went for 2 weeks beforehand. Obviously, different set of judges, whatever. So. Whatever, but she was happy with how she looked. So that was, the main thing. And I think that's what you've got to do, especially when you've got panels. I think with PCA, they're fairly consistent because they have pretty much the same
Yeah, I again
name.
though, it's just who turns up. And this is where people get think like people get quite caught up in like, oh, the judging's not consistent. But again, like if she, so Jade, if she's in a lineup and like there's 10 girls and 9 of them have a softer look and she's really hard, she's either the winner by a mile or she's not what they want.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is what, like, where I've come into situations where I've been the sticky out sore thumb. And sometimes that's like, so PCA got me moved to bikini trained. And then in Two Bros, they're like, no, you're not right, do wellness. Or like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's, It sometimes it works in your favor to be the anomaly, and sometimes it doesn't.
Always think if you're the anonymous, you're either first or last. That's it.
100%.
I've had conversations with clients before. Like I had a girl and she was just bigger and leaner than the other girls. And I was like, she went on stage and I was like, you're going to be first or last.
Yeah.
She came in the middle. So I was like, obviously, I said to her, I was like, half the judges would have voted you to win, half the judges would have voted you to lose. So you come in the middle, which is, it's what it is. But it's one of them, isn't it? When you stand
I
out.
always say like your best and like the best, totally different. Like, I can hand on my heart say that sometimes my favorite looks have not placed the best. And sometimes I've won and not been happy. And it's just how it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's not about placings and stuff. I think the longer you do it, like of course you're after the placings and that's like we're trying to improve to get them, but you soon realize that like, oh, if I just wait for them to tell me when I look my best and I go off all their feedback, which can be so conflicting week to week, you're just never going to be done chasing your tail. You're never going to be happy. So yeah,
Some of
just
the feedback's crap as well.
yeah.
Like some of it, like you're like, did you even look at this person's physique? It's like,
Yeah.
what you're giving me is The most random pile of crap I've ever read.
Oh yeah, and like I've had it before on the same feedback sheet where it's like body strength, glute, needs to bring up glute, and I'm like, how can it be both a strength and a weakness? Like,
Yeah.
or you know, or things that don't make sense. And I'm just, yeah, it just sometimes it's conflicting. On quite often you'll see it like people will be like, oh right, you need to come in leaner, and then sometimes explaining that to like girls, like sometimes it's not about leaner, sometimes it's about that like development to make
Yeah.
you appear leaner, because sometimes you can be so lean, and if you've not got enough muscle, it doesn't show shine through the same. So sometimes, and I mean again, like if you're trying to give feedback to 100 people, they can't look at it. To be honest, I don't even really bother. Like I say, like I that PCA you get given it anyway, and last year two bros I did go and ask because I was just like, I'm just interested to see. And then they said wellness, and I'm like, I know on another day that would not be the feedback I would get. But
Yeah.
it's just same. And I've had feedback about wellness twice, and I could do it, but I wouldn't be a good wellness competitor. Like, this is the thing, is I've got good quads and I don't train them at all now. And they don't really seem to want to go anywhere, but it's just, I could do it, but I would still not have the glutes and hamstrings. Like, I'm struggling to get my glutes and hamstrings to be good enough for a bikini. So I'm never going to have the back shot for wellness. I'll just have the quads. So that doesn't make me any of a better competitor, and it doesn't increase my chances of doing well. So I just think, I'll just stay smaller and
Yeah, I think sometimes it's best to, if you can, speak to the judge after.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I went and saw it after, and they were really nice, and they were just like, yeah, like you need to go to wellness. And I was like, okay, like obviously you be polite, and again, like I respect their comments, and I can see why, because I was also training for like PCA shows. I was doing a lot of quad work, so I've now taken all quad, like I don't even squat, I don't lunge, I don't do any
Yeah.
leg press. Unless it's an RDL, hip thrust, or a kickback, I ain't doing it.
Oh no, I'm literally with you there.
Yeah, and then as much as I've definitely downsized them to some point, they're not there, and I could still jump in a PCA show and my quads are not going to look awful. But it's, yeah, I can see, the thing is like I can see why they gave me that feedback based when you see me stood in the lineup. And I think, yeah, just sometimes you just need to be like, eh, more than my day, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, some people are always going to give better feedback than others as well.
It just depends on the day. And at the end of the day, if you've got a coach and they're at your show, or you've got good photos, they can probably tell you what your feedback is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't really need to ask.
A
I
lot
mean,
of time.
I can tell before I go on stage what my feedback is.
Yeah, I was gonna
Oh.
say, you can say before you get on stage, like, I know. And I think that's good to know that because it's that self-awareness. Like if you stand on stage and you are like, I am perfect.
I don't
And
think I'm.
like honestly, you see it. You see people and they're like, they've got their client and they're like, my client is perfect. There's nothing wrong with their physique. Well, why didn't they win?
Yeah. And I mean, I've had that experience where I've won and someone that I've beat has been really unhappy about it and very vocal about it. And it sucks. I mean, you don't let it take away from your moment, but I'm very hyper aware now, and I've had it before, where sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm kind of gutted, like I thought that was maybe mine. But I'm never gonna like not congratulate the winner. I'll be like, oh, well done, like you look amazing, like, because like we're all just trying our best, and we're all there, and everyone's gonna be different. And I was gonna say, like, quite often you'll get like apples and oranges, and like if the judges want an apple and you're an orange, it's just tough shit.
Yeah,
And you just gotta
but
deal with it.
it's that courtesy, isn't it? Like you might feel like shit because you haven't got that placing and you maybe thought you should have beaten that person, whatever. Okay, cool. Like congratulate them, say well done. Then when you get back to the hotel with your partner, then you can be like, this is fucking shit, I'm fucking pissed off. That's
Sure.
fine. No one needs to hear it apart from your
Oh,
partner about
everybody has
it.
worked so hard. And I just say, like, it does not matter what the look is, if you think the judging was right, whatever. Every single person that stands on that stage has worked their ass off to get there. They've paid a lot of money to get there. They've invested months of their time. And you don't, like, people, I hate to say, like, hardest worker in the room, right? Because who's to say what the hardest worker is, right?
Yeah.
All different to everybody, and you don't know what that person did. Like, even if it's a softer look that won, doesn't mean they've not really worked their ass off to get there. It doesn't mean they've not overcome things. And it just is what it is. And yeah, I was just smile and wave wise, be happy, you did it. You can turn up again next week if you really want to.
Yeah, and people's heart is different. Like, you've got some people that have got like no kids, no dogs, no responsibilities. They
Yeah.
work 20 hours a week. They might, put in a great gym session and cardio and whatever, and they're doing more cardio than someone else. Okay, cool. They're doing 2 hours cardio a day. They're working really hard. You've got someone else who's a mum to three kids. She's got a dog. She works full time. She works nights and she's only doing an hour's cardio a day. What is that person working harder than are you working harder than
Yeah,
that? No.
exactly. It's just all different. And do you know what? Being lean is being lean no matter how you've worked to get there. So, like, even if you're doing 30 minutes of cardio and someone else is doing 60, if you're shredded, you're probably feeling just as shit as the person who's doing more cardio than you. Like, yes, it's nice to not have to do as much, but being at low body fat just isn't enjoyable. So, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, everyone is still on that stage, tired, hungry, ready for a nap at any given point. Like, that's just what it is being lean. And I think, yeah, just sportsmanship. And I think the more competitive it gets, and I see more of it now than I kind of ever really used to, where you get like those vibes and people don't want to speak and stuff. And I'm all for like doing whatever you want backstage, it's fine. But at the end of the day, we're all just like, we're all there to stand on stage and literally be judged. So may as well be nice to each other when we're
You
not
just get
being judged.
people that are very elitist, don't you?
Yeah, and I just
You're
think.
not better than anyone else because you sit on a bodybuilding stage. Like you go down to Asda and you say to them, yes, I won a bodybuilding show last week. They're not going to give you a discount on your shopping. They don't give a shit. Like,
No one gives a shit. No one gives a shit. And as soon as you're not lean anymore, no one's going to know that about you unless they know you personally,
yeah.
especially a bikini competitor. Like, as soon as you're not shredded, you don't look that different to
Yeah.
anybody else, really. Like, if you see me walking down the street, you're not going, that's a champion bikini girl right there. Like, no.
Wearing a few clothes.
Yeah, exactly. No, nobody knows, and nobody really cares. And definitely, I think managing that ego as well. I think when you're in your first few seasons and you may get those wins and you get all that excitement and hype around you forget and you don't realize, especially now, how fast-paced the sport is, because next week there's a whole bunch of new winners and a new bunch of overall winners and a new bunch of pros. Like, and that happens almost every week of the year for the whole year. And so, like, I've taken like years off before and things, or and then being at events and people are like, oh, who are you? Or like, I was at a Black Ice event before as an athlete, and there was like girls who it was their first season because I hadn't competed the year before. They were like, oh, are you here for like the first time or posing workshop kind of thing? And I'm like, no. Like, I'm actually an athlete. And I'm like, sorry, man, you're probably not doing a very good job if people don't even know that I'm an athlete. But it's just the sport is so fast paced. Unless you're competing every year, sometimes like people move on.
Yeah, but
And
that's really a good thing as well. Like, if your season doesn't go that well,
yeah, people forget about
forget
it.
about it. Don't care. You have
Yeah.
like a week of people being like, "Oh, you did shit."
Yeah, I
Like,
know. Yeah. Also as well, like sometimes you can do well, and if you don't, like, for example, like I said, I've never won an overall. And people, if I don't, because I've never won one, and people obviously know that's what I'm trying to do. When I don't win one, people are like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I did still win something. I did okay. Just because I didn't win the overall doesn't mean I'm devastated, you know. It's and so like I think if, even like if you come second or third, like God, there's probably somebody sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth that would be like, God, I'd kill for third, I'd kill for second. So just, you know, I'm a big believer in just like accepting, like, even if you don't get the placing you want, it's probably going to teach you something. You're going to learn something about yourself, and you can't guarantee it. And if the only reason you're turning up is because you know you're going to win, you're probably at some point you're gonna really struggle with not winning because it's not gonna go in your favor.
And also, what's the point if you just won every show?
Yeah.
Like, what is the point if you turn up and you only do like you're really, really good, and you only turn up to like little shows so you know you're gonna win? Okay, cool, but like what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, well done, you got another trophy.
Yeah.
Okay,
And
cool.
yeah, cool. But
You.
it doesn't, yeah, and it doesn't. I think people sometimes think that winning a show will like change your life.
Yeah, doesn't.
even if like it's your job, so like coaching, posing coaching is my job. I can tell you now that, oh, sorry, my laptop's having a meltdown. Go away. So I can tell you now that like I've actually had more success posting about like post show or off season from a business perspective than any win has ever done. You know, I've had worse placings and had more business opportunity arise rather than the most successful ones. And that, it's just, it's not gonna, like I say, every week there's a new winner. So one win isn't changing your life necessarily. It's still a great achievement. But yeah, it's, and again, the longer you're in it, the more you know that.
Yeah, exactly. I had my worst year of competing last year, and I've had my best year of business since. So
Yeah,
means
it's just,
nothing.
it does mean nothing. I would say documenting the prep. So I did that secret prep, and it was so funny because that was like the worst business decision you could make. Because I did really well in my shows, but because nobody had followed the journey, nobody really, like, it didn't do as much. And I probably got more out of, so last year I took the year off, and I was just coaching a few of my girls, and then now I've got an even busier year with prep clients and stuff. Because of the prep girls, not because of my own stuff. So it's just so interesting, I think. And yeah, your
I've not
expectations
documented.
change is.
Like last prep, I did a lot. I did a lot of YouTube and stuff. And this prep, I've done nothing. I'm
Yeah.
kind of like, maybe I should. But then also, I'm like, I've got other things I want to focus on at the moment. And also, I don't almost want to put that pressure on myself. Because I felt like I put pressure on myself by documenting it. And then I was like,
This is
oh, I
what
need
I
to do
did.
that because I've done this whole YouTube thing saying that I'm doing these shows and now I've just lost everything. Like,
I did relate. So I did that in 2021. I was YouTubing every week. I was having like the worst prep ever, but I was pretending that I wasn't. And I was like documenting all, I was posting all the time. Like it was all great. But those were the shows that I placed well, but I felt like I didn't because I was. My body was like, I got injuries, like I stopped being responsive. I was doing like the most cardio I've ever done, like, or and like the like really little food. And it was so mentally hard. And so then I did the opposite in 2023. I literally told about four people, five people. I didn't document a thing. I didn't post anything about it. People would flat out ask me, like, are you prepping? I'd be like, no, I'm just doing photo shoots, like full out the line to everybody. And obviously, like I was training, I started training at like pure gyms and stuff because everyone in Ultraflex was like clicking on like you, and I'm like, no, I promise I'm not. And so I did the opposite, and that really mentally helped me. So then I'm coming into this year with that balance of like I'm sharing and I've got back to YouTube a little bit, and I'm back to posting, but not in the same way that I felt obliged to in 2021, where like literally. Every single check-in, every single weight drop, weight fluctuation, like every single card, like I was documenting everything. And then one, nobody really cares. Two, it's just so much external pressure. And then people who do watch it and they start asking more questions and you kind of feel obligated to say things are good even if they're not. So
Yeah, I didn't necessarily get that. I just got like, do you know, as well, someone commented on one of my videos, like, this is clearly your first time competing. You need to be much leaner. And I was like, wow, thanks.
wow, one totally wrong about the post. I know you get so many unsolicited opinions, it's just so hard. I mean, you get them face to face anyway. So when you add them in online, like yeah, I would get quite like I'd put my check-in up and people would be like, "You need to bring your legs in," and I'm like, "What the fuck do you think I'm trying to do?"
Think I was like, yeah, I'm 10 weeks out, but I think I look ready.
Yeah, it'd be like 45 minutes of cardio or like 60 minutes of cardio on the caption, and then or like fucking God knows how little food. And then they'd be like, you need to push more. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Do you not see? Do you not like I've just told you we need to increase that.
We
I'm
get the
not.
opposite, and they're like, yeah, your food is too low.
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
like,
great. I'll just eat a cheeseburger then, and then I'm sure I'll drop weight.
it's just so funny. And again, like social media has just again changed so much from when I first came into it. And I definitely think there was less people doing it for the purposes of looking at social media and being like, I want that. Because as much as I was aware of it, and I grew like kind of grew up in my teenage of like watch people like Nikki Blacker compete a bit, and again the standard was so different. So she just looked like a really fit, very kind of petite person. I was like, oh yeah,
Yeah.
that's cool. But I never did anything about it until I started like training properly. But yeah, it's just so different now, and it's so normalized to be so lean.
Yeah, because it's glorified. It's
Yeah.
glorified to be lean and like to do your like post show, you should only put on like 1 kilogram in like 20 weeks. Shut the fuck up.
Also, like some people just naturally sit lean. Like some people have the body type where they hold their body fat. And sometimes
I
these are,
mean, lucky
yeah, sometimes these are the people though that are dishing out the advice on how to achieve it. And I'm sitting thinking like, obviously we're all different. If I do what you do, I ain't gonna look like that.
them.
You
Yeah.
know?
It really annoys me. And especially, do you know what it is? It's more lifestyle people that do it, and they're like, this is how you get a snatched waist and a massive ass. And I'm like, no, you just naturally have, and tiny
Yeah.
waist, you hold all your fat on your ass.
Yeah, I know. Nothing
You
much.
like by doing it, and they're like, I just do like one glute kickback a week and a sit up. And I'm like, cool. If I did that, like, I would still have a fat
Yeah.
stomach and no ass. Thanks for
No.
your advice, hun.
Yeah, it's just, and again, it's so hard. And then I don't know, I've noticed it so much more with coaching now that people will see things online and be like, should I be doing this? Should I be doing this? Because they've their person, their body goals. And like I get people to send me like, right, what are you trying to look like? And sometimes they'll send me someone and be like, look, in the nicest way possible, it doesn't matter what you do, you're never going to look exactly like that person because she has a body type that you just don't have.
But it's not
Like,
also just that. It's also like, I'm just getting this game up. We're going to play in a minute.
right.
It's a game. It's not really a game. But it's also like, oh, I want it like this. Like, she's so lean. I'm like, okay. She looks so happy, sat on this beach in Dubai with her bikini on, looking all lean. And I said, do you think she actually sits like that all year round? Like, if she does, she's really fucking unhealthy. She's probably got an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, which more than likely, you know, people just batch do loads of photos and stuff
Yeah,
like that.
no.
You go to Dubai, you do a photo shoot on the beach, do a photo shoot in a restaurant, do photo shoot here, then you come to the gym, then you do this, then do that. You just do a fucking load of photo shoots when you're lean, and then they just post it like once a week, like, oh, look at me, just gone out for a
Yeah.
drink this week. This is me with my coffee. Like, shut up. Like,
I always say to people, like, if all you're following is lean people, you're gonna feel that kind of way about yourself. So like make sure you're following people who like document all parts of the process. Like make sure you're not just following people who only post their stage pictures or their photo shoot prep pictures. Like
yeah.
if you can't tell me what this person looks like in their off season, there's probably a reason, and they're probably like making their insecurities now your insecurities because they're
Yeah.
only in that side of things. So like follow some like lifestyle fitness people, you know, like obviously some of them can be just as toxic, but follow some people who show that they're not in the same shape year round. Like
Yeah.
also people who think like a little bit of definition is being in shape. That is gonna help your mentality so much. Like you don't have to do copy their workouts and do what they're saying, but just that exposure and that difference could just make such a difference mentally. Cause I got sucked into that hole of just only following people on prep all year round and be like, oh my God, I'm an absolute failure. Whereas actually you walk down the street and people don't look at me and go, oh God, she's so out of shape.
Yeah, I think though, as you get into it as well, like, I used to be saying, if someone's on prep, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to follow them. Now, like, I follow people I know,
Yeah.
clients, potential clients. That's it. I'm not watching anyone's thing. I don't care who's doing this about what. Like, I don't really give a shit, to be
I
honest.
know, like going in, like doing the hashtag 4 weeks out and being like, oh my God, who else is doing this? Like that used to be me. I was so, and
Hey,
like,
I saw you hashtag 9 weeks out, and I was
like also as well, like I used to be so paranoid. I'm like, now if I know someone who's doing the same show as me, I'm like, oh my God, awesome, backstage
like,
fun.
fuck. Yeah,
Whereas like before I'd be like, oh my God, they're doing it. What do they look like? What's gonna happen? I'm just like, okay, hey, here for a good time, you
I
know?
know. Yeah.
It's just because it doesn't matter how much you stress about it, it's not gonna change shit.
Oh, exactly. But we're going to be doing the same show then, hopefully, maybe.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, if both of us respond well.
Yeah. We're both in the
Yeah, both the maybe, like, but then again, like it's fun, and I think as well, like I'm putting maybe a bit more pressure on myself because I know it's my last, like season for a while. But at the same time, I know that if I turn up to my first show not 100%, that's still okay because I've got a few more shows planned after it. And what I tend to do is actually peak at my first show. I would potentially say both 2020 and 2023, I would say my first show was my best look.
Okay.
Because my body gets quite tired. So I'm normally a 20-week prep gal, but this year's been shorter because I was like, I'm not prepping over Christmas. It's gonna be what, 14 weeks till the first show. So I'm very much in that stage of like, oh my God, that extra 6 weeks is gonna be stressful. But it means that I've got more time to then get better rather than
Is your plan at the moment if you're having
addition.
in shows?
Yeah. So first Two Bros Regional, then the Ben Weeder, and then depending on how I feel then, like I was thinking about maybe trying to go to like Portugal or try Pro Club, but because I think that this is possibly my last year, I think if that the Ben Weeder, if I don't turn pro, I would say this, like, because there is obviously a chance if you're going to do a pro qualifier, there's always that chance that might happen. So if not, I might slip in a PCA show for funsies and then do the Two Bros Scottish as
Nice.
like last.
Because you've got the PCA Scotland as well, haven't you? Which is a pro qualifier.
Yeah, but I don't know what weekend that is. I
I
think
think it's the same as the, I think it's the 5th of April.
that is it.
Yeah, I think it's the same
Yeah.
weekend.
Yeah, I won't be able to because it's in Essex, I ain't making both. But yeah, no, I'll jump on one of the other PCA shows if I want to. And then basically I kind of like that plan because my first ever show was in Scotland and my last not ever. I keep saying last ever, but I don't know what the future will hold. I don't know about somebody who has kids and then is like, right, I'm doing it again. But I also don't want to be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely coming back because God, you change so much in the course of a few years. I don't know what future me is going to want. So if it is my last ever one, I thought it'd be nice to go out like prepping with Nikki because that's what my first prep was, and then doing my show in Scotland because that's what my first show was.
That's cool. So yeah,
So
I might be joining your name, but I don't know.
yeah, go on,
Well,
give me a friend
the
backstage.
thing is, so I don't know if I'll be ready for the 5th of April, but it's kind of one of them. It's like if I'm not too far off, Essex
Best
is
one,
20 minutes
okay.
down the road, so I wouldn't need
Oh.
to pay for hotel or anything. Like, I'm just staying at home.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can get us like one of Ricky's friends got like a spray booth. So I'm like, cool, we can just do my own tan, stay at home, chill, go do the show 20 minutes down. Because if I don't do that one, I'd have to do the Scottish one.
Oh,
Which
yeah.
then is like a flight to Scotland. And I'm gonna do the UK UP Scottish. So because it's on my birthday, I'm like, I just want to do a show on my birthday, because what
Yeah,
else
I've
am I
got
gonna do?
clients doing that. I really rate. I'd never been to a UK UP show till last year, and I think especially for like for an overall show day experience, I thought it was good. It wasn't stressful. There was a lot of stage time, and it was pretty well run. Like,
Yeah, I really
yeah.
liked it. So I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do tone figure as well in it, just for the funsies.
You know what? That is something I've always toyed. Like, could I just do like a little
I think
tone
you
figure
could.
for funsies?
Why don't, if you do a PCA show, why don't you do a funsies tone figure?
Yeah, I could do. I just the routine, man. I'm not. I can pose bikini, no problem, but I feel like my figure posing would be pretty shocking.
Oh, you'd be fine. You'd be fine. Here we go. I'm just because I'm like, what's my birthday? So what do I do? I'm just gonna be a figure girl for the day. Why not?
Good.
My
I'll be
sister,
there.
yeah. Are you to go into the UK UP Scottish?
Yeah, I've got clients doing it, so yeah, I will be
Ah,
there.
nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, my sister does figure. So I just was like, can I wear your suit? She was like, yeah. Do you want black or black with some silver? I was like, black with some silver, obviously.
Yeah. No, that would be so. Yeah, it's one of those things that I think that would be so fun. But yeah, I just don't think I've got the mental capacity this prep to do it. But yeah, I think. Again, like I used to be such a one for like, I have to do this show and this show and meticulously planning. Whereas, like, my 2023 prep, I'd aim to do an April show and start my shows in April, and I wasn't ready. And so I was like, oh, well, May, that'll be fine. And it's made me so much more relaxed. And I can't really afford to do that this time. But again, like, I think as long as I'm 90%, 100% where I want to be
Be fine.
fine. Also,
Yeah.
as well, I think the more you prep, the more you realize that, like, if you've got like, well, we've got like just under 10 weeks, like, that's a long time.
Yeah, exactly. I also like being meticulous. I was meticulous, so I was, just because I had clients compete as well, and I was like, I kind of really need to be.
Yeah.
I lost so much fucking money by being meticulous and planning all my shows because I didn't do some of them, and then I
Yeah.
was like, cool, I'm not going to do that show now. Cool, I've lost that money for flights that I've paid for. I've lost that money for accommodation. Now I need to pay for this, and like,
I
it's just
always say
so
this.
much
Yeah,
money.
first timers, they get really excited and they sign up for everything. And I did that in 2020, 2021, sorry. I signed up for it turned into the Arnold's, but it was originally like, I want to say like another Ben Weeder or something, and then they made it the Arnold.
Yeah.
And I signed up for that show in the February. And then like I started my prep in probably like April time for those shows. And basically, they ended up moving the date and it got further back. And then I ended up with an injury. And I was like, well, I've spent like hundreds of pounds at this point on all of the stuff. So, like, I'm going to keep going. And I'm just like, God, if I'd maybe just like held my horses and just not signed up.
I honestly think I lost about £500 last year.
Is brutal, isn't it? Yeah.
Mainly on flights.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
Well, yeah. I know. It's all right. It's weird. Anyway, we're gonna play a game. It's not really a game, I don't know. So if you've had a room 101.
No.
Oh. So it's
What's
like
room 101?
if you were gonna like put something like room 101 is like a room and you're gonna lock it and you're gonna burn everything that's in it and you never see it
All
again.
right. Okay.
So it's
Okay.
like bad things you put in there.
Okay.
So, but like it's not just like I wouldn't be like, oh, murderers, yeah, put them in room 101.
All right. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah.
Like
Like
ick.
specific.
Yeah, like
Right.
a little ick that you don't like. So I put
Okay.
it on my story. So I've got a list of things and are we going to put them in room 101?
All right, okay. Ooh, I like
Okay.
this.
The first one is gym gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Room 101. That's going my bad.
Sorry. I mean, especially, I don't know, like on guys, I'm like, oh, God, go on. Just get some calluses, man. Just
Yeah.
be fine.
You know what? I think the most unattractive thing in a man is like a manicured, moisturized hand.
Yeah. Got a
Oh.
bit of rough hand.
Yeah. It needs to be rough with like dirty nails. I can't.
Maybe not dirty nails, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can go in the room.
Yeah, they're in room 101.
Jared.
My boyfriend put men's physique competitors, but you're not putting them in room 101.
No,
No.
I'll get. What? No, I wouldn't. Actually,
Yeah.
it's again. It's like bikini. It's changed. It's not what it used to be. And I think there's definitely still like that stigma that goes around that like bikini and men's physique are like these like, oh, like not really
You know
categories.
what I find with men's physique is you get good men's physique competitors, they can stay out of room 101.
Yeah.
The competitors, bodybuilders that just decided to put some board shorts on, they're going in room 101. Guys that have just trained for a little bit, but they're not men's physique because they're too blocky, but they're just not big enough for bodybybling,
Yeah. I
they
think
can also
people
go in
use
room
both
101.
classic and men's physique as like ways of being a smaller bodybuilder,
Yeah.
basically. Whereas like you're either that shape or you're not, it's like bikini, right? If
Yeah,
you're a
yeah.
bikini figure or like wellness and you're trying to be bikini, it's not good. If you're naturally somebody who fits figure like to a T and you've got that size that would be the equivalent of bikini, you're probably not going to translate well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So good men's physique competitors, they can stay out of room 101.
Yeah.
But others, like you're going in room 101.
Yeah,
Fed up of seeing it. Bare feet on gym equipment.
no,
Definitely
that's
one. That's disgusting.
socks acceptable.
Yeah,
Feet,
that's fine. But your dirty feet, no, that's not
not a
okay.
feet person. Absolutely fucking not.
That's just wrong. I don't know who's even doing that.
I know. If someone's doing that at your gym, please like report them.
Yeah, maybe the
Normal.
police or some
Yeah.
services.
Please like go. Just do something.
Yeah, that's the making of someone that's very like not okay.
Yeah.
Anyone who diets once and becomes a coach, brackets, I'm waiting to do this, but with a laughing face, so it's sarcasm.
Oh, right. Well, yes. It's hard, right? Because I hadn't even really properly dieted before I became a PT. Like,
qualified, and I think that's the difference.
yeah, so I did an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think more specifically, people who diet once and then become a coach without getting the any kind of qualification to then back. Not saying that the PT qualification is
It's
by
fine.
any means like that knowledge based.
Yeah.
But I think it just shows that you care about people. And, you know, yeah, I think it's an interesting one because I know people who have dieted a couple of times and then become coach and are good coaches. But
Yeah.
I think more often than not, people think, oh, that's a good way to make money and not have to have a job.
Yeah, and I was going to say, actually, if you do a PT qualification, obviously you did apprenticeships, a bit different, but I paid out for my PT qualification.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I
I worked
had
for
to pay
a
money.
stupidly low amount of money for
Yeah.
months.
It's a similar kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
We sacrificed money to do it, not just randomly write up on an Instagram like, I'm now a coach because I
Yeah.
just want to make some pocket money. Like, that's
Yeah.
not. So yeah,
Yeah,
I think.
I get this. And do you know what? It's just not my personality at all. Like, even with like posing coaching, I competed for like 3 seasons before I would even brand myself as a posing coach because I had like total imposter syndrome. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And people were like my clients were like, no, but like you've helped me so much, like you should do it. And I'm like, oh no, I can't. Like, I'm not good enough. And so yeah, I do think that if you're gonna slap the coaching label on yourself after, like especially at one prep, and that's been
Yeah.
the only I've done, getting that qualification. So we'll put half of you in the room and half of you
Yeah,
can stay.
half of you are in the room. The phrase game changer.
Oh, I mean, I probably fucking say it.
It's the context, isn't it?
Yeah.
The context it's using. I think when it's like clickbait, it's like these are game changers to grow my glutes and
Game-changing
protecting
exercising
advantages.
can go in the room. I don't know. Like, I think I say it about silly things. Like, I'd probably say it about this cup. Like, game changer.
Yeah, I guess if you're saying it in like a banter way, fine.
Yeah.
If you're saying it because
Yeah.
you've got the game changer exercise that you've seen on TikTok,
Yeah.
like,
Instead of game changer, I'm gonna say like taking heads can go in the room.
yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Like phrases that can go in the room,
Like
taking
phrases that like or yeah, like taking heads,
the trenches.
in the trenches, I'm trying to th like other ones that basically insinuate that like you're gonna win before you've even got on the stage. Anything that's that cocky can go in that room.
Yeah, get in room 101. Cocky gym phrases, room 101. DMB music, the work of the devil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're putting it in room 101.
I am not a D&B girl. If it's dance music created past like 2015, I've probably not heard it. I don't know what like, and I think part like there's a lot of it played in Ultraflex, and it's sometimes I feel it vibrating through my soul, even with my AirPods in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just isn't that setting for me. I'm
Okay.
a I don't mind rap. I don't mind dance, but like specifically D&B. I'll let you keep it out, but
Yeah,
I.
it's certain artists are better than others. I think some just go with music and I'm
Yeah.
like awful, but
No,
some
I'm
D&B
not
music's good.
early.
Hack squat. I don't know why I'm not putting that in room 101.
I'm not. I mean, I've not done one in like 3 years, but.
Hi, but Quinn Kleinson did.
Like I know a hack squat can be a bit hard, but I actually quite like it. You don't have to
I
think about
like
anything.
hacks, but
In
you've got to
terms
get the right hack squat. There's one in a gym where I used to live, and you could just feel it in your knees.
Yeah.
I feel like that's not where I want to feel a hack squat. So that hack squat can go in room 101.
Yeah.
Good
But
hack
don't have
squats.
anything against the hack squat. I'm fine.
Have a hack squat. People who dance, I guess he means in the gym, like people who dance
I
in
probably do that.
the
Not like fully, but I probably have like a little like
little
if I'm
shimmy.
vibing music preset. I definitely do catch myself like when I'm like filming things and stuff, doing like a little like singing along to whatever I'm listening to. So
Yeah. I think it looks like
If
that's
you're
fine.
fully like breaking up like some kind of like TikTok dance in the gym,
Oh
like yay.
yeah, no, I've seen that. That can go in room 101.
Yeah, but like if you're just bopping, vibing, I definitely do that, so I can't put that. I cannot put that in the
Yeah, okay. People who golf swing or shadow box in the gym.
Oh yeah.
Room 101. I don't
Come on,
understand
sorry
it.
guys. Shadow boxing. Specifically, also, if you're on the treadmill doing it as well.
Yeah,
I've seen
they get in the
times.
mirror and they do the little bit between
Yeah.
the little shadow box. I don't know if we need that. I don't. I've never seen anyone
You're
golf
not
swing.
achieving anything, let's be honest.
But golf swing in the gym, that's just, I don't really understand that.
Never seen a golf swing.
No, I haven't, but no, I don't know.
No.
Crocs, they can go in room 101.
I don't own a pair, so I don't know the hype. I'll probably put them in the room.
Yeah, like, would you wear them to the gym?
Not to the gym.
No. See, people
Maybe
wear
like
them to the
a.
gym, and I think that is stupid.
I do think sometimes, yeah, like if you're going to drop anything, your toes are probably toast. I mean, so are most shoes, but yeah, it's probably not going to be the best for you. I'm sure there's some kind of orthopedic reason that you probably shouldn't wear Crocs to the gym or for long periods of time.
But they're also very squishy, aren't they? So, like, if you're training in Crocs, like, you're not gonna be able to push like free your foot properly.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be very good for stability. Again, I don't think I've ever worn a pair since I was about 5 or 6 years old. It's one of those weird things where I'm like, how was that cool? Like, I don't know how that became cool again because I remember being absolutely horrified when my mum bought me Crocs when I was a kid. And I'm like, I'm not even wearing them.
People love them though.
Know.
Not,
I
yeah,
don't
people
get hyped. They could go in the
love
room.
them. They're going in the room.
The world isn't going to get to a worse place if nobody has Crocs on.
I think you'll get better. I do.
Yeah.
And this is for my boyfriend because he hates it. But Wolfpack bags.
Again, I don't have one.
I have one and I love it.
Yeah.
He thinks it's excessive.
So, do you know what I have? This is again showing my age in the sport. I have a prepped and packed bag, which was the Wolf Pack of the time. They
Yeah.
don't exist
I know.
anymore.
I really wanted one actually, but I think they're quite expensive, and I was just like, I can't.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore. We have two in our house. So, I mean, I guess I can't put them in the room because I use that quite frequently when I'm on prep. And the only reason I don't have a Wolf Pack is because I have them and I think, eh. But
I love my Wolfpack bag. I've
it's
got
practical.
a meal prep compartment, keeps my food cold. I've got a laptop
Loads
in.
of space for everything else. Yeah.
It's not
No,
excessive,
I agree.
necessary.
Necessary.
Yeah,
No, okay. I
I
don't
love
think
it.
they deserve in the room.
No, they don't deserve to be in the room. Is there anything else you'd put in the room?
Oh, I feel very put on the spot. I don't know. I can't think. Anything you'd put in?
Yeah, there probably is.
I mean, there probably is, but probably people that say things like, oh, you're going to be too big for bikini. Cause like, are like, oh, you're going to be too this, or you should do this. Like, people that give unsolicited opinions when you're cutting around without your gym leggings. Do you know what I mean? You've not seen my check-ins. You don't know what I look like. You've not, you know.
Yes, definitely. I think that's a big one. And it's like people that are like, they've never even been to a bodybuilding show.
Oh
And
yeah, it never comes from people that actually know what they're talking about. And so yeah, I definitely, and I've had it a lot with clients of people being like, oh, they say I need this cream for my legs, and you're like, no, just it's so, or like people being like, oh yeah, people can come up to the gym and tell me that I'm not going to be ready, or I'm not going to be this, I'm not going to be that. I'm like, just fucking,
Just
tell them
stepping
the whole thing.
yeah, unsolicited advice is always in room 101. And the
Yeah.
people that give it, we're putting them in room 101 as well.
Yeah. If you give it, I'm judging you.
Yeah, don't give me unsolicited advice. I don't
Yeah.
want it. Oh, what else? My brain's gone. There's going to be people that are going to be like, listen to this. Like, why
Yeah,
haven't
like I can think of so many things.
you? Yeah. And then it comes to the point you're like, I don't know.
But no. I know it is so hard because I imagine there are things that I can oh, probably people that assume because you're a girl they can kick you off a machine. I've had that a few times.
I've never had that.
Yeah.
Although
Especially cables. And there's like 100 cables in the gym. And the guy's like, you done? And I'm like, there's a cable right there. I can use that one.
I've never had that, but also I've been told by quite a few people I don't look very approachable in the gym,
Oh
so
yeah, I get that. People are like, oh, you're actually really nice. I'm like, I'm just training hard. I'm
yeah,
not
I do have a
being a
really
dick.
bad resting bitch face. Thank
Yeah,
you.
no, I do.
I know.
But like, somebody even came up to me last week, like, are you okay? Like, you look really like upset. And I'm like, no, I'm just like in the zone.
Hey, sorry about
Okay. I'm so sorry. Sorry to offend.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what else they'd put in there. Oh,
I'm
like
like,
things like kickbacks on the Stairmaster.
yeah.
Go in there. And
Go
people
in there.
hold onto it like for dear life. Like all their weight is like on the handle. And then they're like running their little legs. And I'm like,
Yeah.
what's going on? Like that just looks
Well,
a
all
very
the running
unhealthy.
cardio in general, you know, that can
Yeah.
just. You always see people with like a really steep incline hold it on the treadmill, like holding on.
And leaning
I'm like,
back.
yeah, and I'm like, if you just put the incline down like half and didn't hold on, you'd probably get a much better workout.
Yeah, I have to have a little hand on there sometimes because I get a bit wobbly.
Oh yeah, I don't, it's a little bit of stability.
Steady hand,
Absolutely
not like a
fine.
hold
We,
the
like
arm hand.
sometimes if I've been on the stairs before, like if you're trying to like change a song on your foot and then like propping up with your elbow or do you know what I mean? But like there's a difference between like full body
A
weight.
weight is on it. Yeah, no, not a fan of that. That is one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's.
Oh, I feel like there's gotta be some good ones that we're missing. People that don't wear deodorant to the gym.
Oh,
I feel
people
like they
smell.
deserve their own special place in that room.
Yeah, do you know, it's not even just deodorant because I feel like I don't feel like deodorant's the answer to this. I think it's people don't sh like they wear gym clothes to the gym like on a Monday. They wear their like red t-shirt and their brown leggings or shorts. It's normally men, so we're gonna go with shorts. And they go to the gym on the Monday dressed like that, and then they wear the same outfit on the Tuesday and then the Wednesday, and then they fucking stink because it's
Yeah.
dried sweat.
Equals wet. Yeah.
Dirty dried sweat that
Yeah.
smells.
Yeah.
Not
So
the
people
fresh
that don't
sweat, but
shower
the
slash
sweat.
wash their clothes. Like,
Yeah.
I don't get me wrong. I definitely don't wash every pair of gym leggings every time I wear them. But if I sweat,
They're going in.
they're going
Honestly,
in the.
every time I'm just like straight in there.
I can't keep up with the washing. It's too stressful. Cardio clothes, absolutely.
Yeah.
But
Honestly, I
for.
try and do cardio at the same time, so.
All right, okay, yeah. So, because I do like cardio in the morning and then train. So, like, if it's like an upper session, it's like, eh. And especially when it's colder.
Yeah. See, then I like to the clothes that I trained in, I'll wear the next time for cardio.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, the sports bra from yesterday's session becomes the cardio sports bra and you rotate.
Yeah. But yeah, smelly people are just disgusting. Yeah, I think that's a lot.
I think that's a lot. I think our room's pretty full.
My room's quite full. We will now set it on fire. Thank you very much. I've got one last question for you, and that's if anyone's listening, what's the one thing that you would like them to take away from today's podcast?
I would say that competing is about bringing your best, and that getting caught up in placings is not going to help. That you can be the nicest, juiciest apple that there ever was. And if you turn up to that show in a bunch of oranges, or the judges want oranges, then you just have to be happy with yourself and to just.
Good advice. And if people want to drop you a message, ask you any questions, follow your prep, where can they find you too?
So my Instagram is Jenny Hamilton Coach, one word. And I think my YouTube's the same. I think
We'll be
it's
able
linked
to
on my
go through your
Instagram.
Instagram. Go through Instagram. It's fine.
Wait, it's Instagram.
Yeah. Cool. And you got anything else? Just Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, lovely.
Sorry. Oh,
You're on TikTok. I'm
I do have TikTok, but it's not
gonna say I
particularly.
see your TikTok all the time.
Yeah, it's not. That's where I post like non-competitive stuff, because.
Yeah.
Especially now that I know that I'm stop like gonna be stopping, I try and like make sure I basically don't want to stop and then have an identity crisis of like, oh my God. But I will be documenting that process as well, both on like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. It's kind of one of the reasons I'm getting YouTube fired up again, is because I feel like not many I've not seen many people come away from competing with a positive experience to say about it, and without doing it without somehow kind of looking back on competing as negative, which
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever do because it has genuinely brought me so much. And I'm very aware of that. And I'm stopping now because I know I'm at a point where I can stop and be happy
Yeah.
rather than I don't want to get to the point where I hate it. And then when I stop, I have all that beef. So I'm going to be trying to document that process. So if you want to follow along with that process and watch me try and navigate my life, because it's been my life for 7 years. So I'm probably going to be a little bit lost and a bit like, oh my God. So because yeah, I've never ended a prep not thinking about the next prep.
Yeah.
That will be documented probably on like TikTok, Instagram, YouTube.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I've got two TikToks, but my other one's just like a little travels and day out TikTok. I
Yeah.
want something that's not
It's a little
on.
random moment. Bit of Maggie content, the dog, like a little bit of fun. But
Yeah,
yeah.
nice. Well, thanks so much for coming on. And yeah, I'll see you guys on the next episode.